John and Sue getting you going for a brand new day. Middle of the week, Wednesday. Getting up, starting the day, 28 degrees. Let's check out what's happening with headlines. Danny's got them for you.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. At least 20,000 federal employees, 1% of the federal workforce, are accepting President Trump's buyout offer. Workers will still have until February 6th to accept the offer to resign and still be paid through September. United Airlines says it's reinstating direct flights between New Jersey and Israel next month. Governor Murphy says he welcomes United Airlines' decision to bring back service between Newark Liberty International Airport and Tel Aviv following disruptions caused by the October 7th attacks by Hamas. And there are still a few days until the big game, but companies are already unveiling their Super Bowl ads. This year's spots notably include one with Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal reuniting to recreate their famous When Harry Met Sally restaurant scene for Hellman's. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Now, here's Dan Zara with Shore Weather.
Today's weather will be fine. Tonight's will not. It's cold this morning, mainly in the 20s. We'll see a high of 34 today, with mostly cloudy skies and a possible snow shower. Winter weather advisory goes into effect for inland Monmouth and Ocean counties at 11 p.m. Scattered snow showers will become steadier after midnight, transitioning to icy mix and then rain tomorrow morning. Slippery, sloppy travel conditions are possible. Rain is going to wrap up around early afternoon tomorrow. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. Coming up, we're going to put a smile on your face. Travis Kelce is going to be with us.
Yeah, talking about his brother Jason. Isn't that like perfect timing? 10 after laughter with 92.7 WOB.